Okay, let's begin our discussion of Shabbos, Daf Lamed Vav, and Yerushalmi, and we are here in the second to last Daf here, Bemet Tomnin, this short, but chock full perek relating to issues of Hatzmana, insulation, and related issues of Muksa also came up because the first Mishnah here discussed about insulating in Dvarim Shel Muksa, and that's why this continues the conversation that we had in the previous perek relating to some issues of a muksa machbos gufo, and the like. So we are on Lamed Hey Amud Beis. Towards the bottom, we just spoke about rocks, slime. But sometimes slime, doesn't only mean rocks. Slime could also mean coins. That's what we said at the end of, the daf yesterday. Sometimes slime means coins. There's a difference between silver coins and gold coins, depending on, what gives off warmth. And as we said, the rules are, to do atmana, to insulate before Shabbos is, only in a davar shemos of hevel, something that adds heat. We learned yesterday in yesterday's daf that it doesn't have to be that the insulation material is what provides the heat. It could even be just with the heat on the bottom and the insulation material is all around with the straw. That's also okay. That's what we saw in the Havamina, and that was rejected, yesterday on Laman Hema Beis. But on Shabbos is only even in a davar hamam in hevel, even something that just retains the heat that is also asur. But there are different rules of insulation. We saw a little bit yesterday as well. If there's any airspace, then there are chumras by hatman, as we said at the beginning of the parak. It even applies by something that's mavusha called sarcho. Even if something is totally cooked, it still is subject to hatmana, even though it's not subject to shahia, as we saw. The Rishonim say it's more chamor. But, there is a kulis by Hatmana that it's not defined as Hatmana. A, is there airspace? B, is it Megula Lamala? Is it covered on top? That's what we mentioned in the Rosh Shlomo Zalman's psak about the crockpots. And this is a machlokas. It seems to be a machlokas between the Mechaber and the Ramah about something sitting in coals. Something sitting in hot coals. Is that going to be Hatmana? Because the top of it is not surrounded. So that's a discussion in the Rishonim, whether that would be Hatmana or not. And there are other limitations as well, which we haven't gotten to. Maybe at the end of the parak, if we haven't gotten to them yet, so then we'll review and summarize that. Okay, so we are on Lamed Hey Amud Beis. We're speaking about different items that are most of Hevel or not most of Hevel. We are second to last line. Lo Sov Dover says the Gemara. Not only when the Mishnah says that certain items are only a problem when they are moist, right? The second group in the Mishnah. Tevin, Mochin, Zugin, and Asavim, the Mishnah says, Bezvan Shein Lachim, when they are moist, that's when they give off heat, and therefore they are Asur. So says the Gemara, Lo Sof Davar Lachin, Afilu Yevashin, Shenislach Lachu. Not only do we say that something is a problem if they are naturally moist, Lachin, but even if they were dry and then they externally became moist again from an external source, that's also a problem. Because that also gives off heat. Even that. Why? Min Elaine, because look at one of the items on the list. On this list, you have Tevin and Zugin and Mochin. And Mochin aren't naturally moist at all. So the Gemara says, Min Elaine Mochin. Umochin lo ki yevashin shenizlach l'chuhain, right? Mochin do not have any natural moisture. So obviously that one has to be, when the Mishnah says it's moist, it has to be where it was dry and it became moist from an external source. So too, all of them must have that yesod as well. Good. Rabbi Yochanan bar Shela hada amra. So this teaches me, hahein dekamar aida, that he who insulates, right? Hahein dekamar, the carbonator says that means man de matmin bahada, one who insulates, tzorech machsarti tzivchar. When you wrap up a pot, let's say I'm going to insulate a pot, I should make sure it's not full to the tippy top. I should take off a little bit. Tzivchar, we have that already numerous times in the Yerushalmi. Tzivchar means a little bit. So you should take off, machsarte, be machaser. You should remove a little bit from the top. Why? Dehu asi mesiv, because what if it's full to the top and I put it in the insulation? So the second I put it in, maybe a little bit will spill out if it's filled to the top. And then it's going to make the items that you're insulating with moist, and then it's going to be a problem. So it's better to make it not full to the top. Du'asi meisiv, vishavcha umartacha, and then it's going to spill out and cause the items on the outside to become moist and then cause problems because it'll be a davar mosif hevel. Sefer, don't have it to the tippy top. It's not kiddush, right? Kiddush we fill to the top. And even if it's not filled to the top, at least kosher bracha, that's lachadchila, we try to fill it to the top. Sometimes you have a bottle of wine and you're like, oh, you just made it almost. You have to open up another bottle just to fill a little bit. So you'll have to put some water in. I'll put some water in, that's okay. But that doesn't make it pugum. Remember, what's pugum? The definition of pugum means wine that you have drunk from. That's the definition of pugum. And you always go, so if I drank from wine, lachadchila, I shouldn't use that wine. Somebody came home from shul after I made kiddush. They want to make kiddush, so they shouldn't use that wine. L'chadchila, they should make it unpugum. How do you unpugum a wine? By pouring in unpugum wine. Or unpugum water. Or anything. That's the, it always goes by what's poured in. Right? And that's why if somebody, wants to pugum up their whole bottle of wine, you pour back some of the wine that you just drank from into the bottle, and the whole bottle is pugum. Right? The way that you unpugum it is first you take from the bottle and pour it into the cup. That makes the whole cup unpugum, and then you can pour it back in if one wants. But by wine, we say it should be filled to the top. Lechadchila for koshel bracha. But here, you should dafka not have it filled because you don't want it to spill on the material and then make it a problem. Interesting, the post can wonder why this is not quoted lahalacha. It seems to be lemaisa, but it's not quoted lahalacha when all these materials are quoted. Okay, taman taninan, we learned in the Mishnah over there. Where's over there? Kalim. The Mishnah in Kalim. Kalim, which has no Gemara, Bavli, or Yerushalmi. So the Mishnah in Kalim discusses if somebody uses Gefes. Gefes, if you remember, was the psoles. It was the refuse of the olives. It has the some old olive peels and dregs and seeds. So if somebody is heating their oven with Gefes, and the Gefes, the Mishnah there described, the oil had been tamei. The question is, the Gefes, the psoles, it still has a little bit of oil in it. So maybe it's going to come out as you use it to heat the oven, and it's going to be the time of the oven. So the Gemara said, the Mishnah says there, it depends if it's old Gefes or new Gefes. Old Gefes is totally dried out. There's no oil coming out. Therefore, you don't have to worry about the oven becoming tamei. New Gefes, that oil comes out and it creates moisture, and that you have to be worried about. So taman taninan, v'chein begefes chadasha. By new gefes, you have to be worried about the moisture, the oil coming out. Avol b'yishana tar, but not by yishana, not by old gefes. Eze or chadasha, eze yishana. What's old? What's new? Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Bun m'shem Rabbi Yochanan chadasha b'toch shnei masar chodesh. If it's within the year since it was pressed, so then we say that's new, and therefore that would be metame the oven. You would assume that the oil would come out as you use it for fuel. Yishana, but if it's old, la'achar shnei masar chodesh, that would be after 12 months. That's very old. That's totally dried out. And therefore, you don't have to worry about the oil, the oven becoming tamei. What does this have to do with us? So the Rekabin Eder just adds in, l'chora, the same chilek would apply when our Mishnah has on the list, Gefes. Gefes is in the, the first list, Bein Chol, Bein Lach, Bein Yavesh, but the Karban Eidah says that if it's Gefes after 12 months, it's totally, totally dried out. And therefore, you don't have to worry about it. Right? That's what this Mishnah has to do with our Mishnah. Gefes, says the Karban Eidah, Lach, Yud Beis Chodesh, Mutter Litzmon. Right? One is allowed to be Matmanin because it's totally, totally dried out. Even though the Gefes is on the first list in the Mishnah, Bein Lach and Bein Yavashim, but I guess it's super dried out. And therefore, it's for sure not going to give off any heat, and that's why it would be allowed. Good. The interesting 12 months, so here it says it's totally dried out after 12 months for sure. So that might remind us of the Chacham Tzvi. There is a tshuv of the Chacham Tzvi that's not quoted by other poskim, and it's nowhere in Shah and Chazal, at least we assume, right? And that is, we know that there is a concept of blia. In pots, the pots are boleya, milchik, fleshik, treif, and even after 24 hours, it's still usr lechadchila. It's no sitam lefgam, but it gives off a putrid taste, as we discussed earlier, in the previous pesachta. But there's a limit. There's a limit. If I have, when was the last time the rabbi is going to ask, when was the last time you used this? Oh, a month ago, 2 months ago. It's still milchik, it's still fleshik, even if it was a while ago. Bidyeved is going to help, because Ositam of Gam is only also lechadchila, but not bidyeved. But there is a known tshuva of the Chacham Tzvi. He says it's the two tshuvas. Simon Ayin Hei, Simon Pei Aleph, where he discusses, what about, and the rabbis get this question, or sometimes, once in a while, I have this set of pots that I yarshed from my great aunt, and she was traditional, and I don't know if she was milchik or fleishik, and can I use it? Can I use it? It's a fine china, and again, if it's metal or if it's glass, then just, glass, you have coolers anyway, but just if it's, you know, you could kosher it. But what if it's cheres? What if it's china? So he has the kula of 12 months. If it's after 12 months, it's totally nothing left in there. After a year, you know, there has to be. It's more mitzad svara. And poskim do not quote this. They quote this as a sniff. If you have four other reasons to be mako, we'll throw in the chacham svi. Or Moshe Feinstein would throw in. But me'ikar adin, right, he comes up with this himself. Aval b'ha mi'a yeshli rayos bruros, says the chacham svi. I have clear proofs. T'la'achar yud beis chodesh mutter. After Yud Beis Chodesh of our mutter, he quotes in the footnote here that this is quoted by the this heter is quoted in the Chayei Adam. The Shvus Yaakov is had this as a possibility, but he says Lo Matzah Chilek Zeh Be'Echem Min Achronim. Nobody says this. But that's what the Chacham Tzvi says. After 12 months, Yehita Kai Malon Dechamit Shecherchol Kodem Zmano Mutter Lachazman VeKasvuzal Diafilu Ba'Chilu Mutter Daviki Afra. Sometimes when you have chametz that was charred, it becomes like dirt. The af ha'osrim ba'achilo enu elakibachin miskavin lechol osr. Sorry, achshave. Vo davka becherecho, avo besarfo legamre, achenu roi lekelev lekuli alma mutter. And he quotes, he says, lechora, after 12 months, what's left here? What's left here? And then he ends the tshuva. V'yavtu lechadchilo lo ma'ani libi lahatir, levashal chametz bekedera she'avro lov yud beis chodesh, even though I'm not going to matter you to cook chametz in a pot after 12 months. Avo b'di'evet mimeni yotza hora halacha l'maisa lahatir atavshel shenis bashel baba pesach af l'didon. Let's say you use something on Pesach. This is where it comes up, right? Use a chametz stick a pot on Pesach after 12 months. So is that going to trade for up? So you say, oh, b'di'evet, it's okay, he says. D'yasrinim benosi dam lefgam mishun da'achir yud beis chodesh lekatam klau. Vanilin es adikasafti. That's what he says here. And another tshuva, I think later on also, he says it in, maybe in Pei Aleph, I don't remember which one it is. But that's the Chacham says, here you have maybe a smach. After 12 months, it's totally dried out, and you don't have to worry about any moisture coming out. Okay, we continue. Tomnin, Bixuzu, Aperuz, Bakan, Feyona, the end of the Mishnah. Then the Mishnah, the last category, said, you could be Tomain, these items are not Mosif Hevel, right? They don't add heat. This clothing and fruit, the chulu. Rabbi Yudah bar Pazi, Rabbi Shem, Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Chanina, Hada the Tamar Bisholo. This we had this before. Bisholo Ravas Rak Vuvison. This is only if the rotting elements of these items are not the majority, because once they start rotting, so then it gives off heat. So as long as it's not the majority, Avo Ravas Rak Vuvison. But if the majority is rotting of this, these fruit or kanfeyona, then you can't be tomein, right? We use this as an answer, on yesterday's daf, which spoke about what if you have a mixture between davar amosif hevel, davar she'ena amosif hevel, we said you go by the rov. And we quoted this, yesod, but here is the yesod here in the Gemara. Ubanarish al pishton, ubanarish al charashim. Also, the last line of the Mishnah said, if I have strands of flax or some sawdust, and if you look, in the Mishnah said, Rabbi Yehuda asers daka and matirs gasa. Right? He matirs gasa, the coarse. And we think, when you're reading the Mishnah, maybe he's only arguing on the last case of the Mishnah, the Na'arish al Charashim, the carpenter's sawdust. But the Gemara is going to say now, he's also arguing on the previous one also. That's all the Gemara is going to say. Anantanin and Saras, if you read our Mishnah, it seems like it's only arguing on the last one. Tanid, the base Rabbi Na'ores. Also arguing on the previous one in the Mishnah, Hada Amra, he hada. So it's same machlokas in both cases. Fine. Says the next Mishnah, Lachabes. Tomne mor hatmana. But again, it's a hatmana muksa topic, because we're talking about being matmin in possibly muksa items. So, and you set it up before Shabbos. That's why it's not a problem when you set it up. When you set it up, it's not Shabbos yet. No problem. The problem is now getting it out. So tonim bashlachin u'matatlin osam. One is allowed to do hatmana, again, insulate, directly on. You have a pot, and you're going to wrap it up in animal hides, shlachin. And therefore, there's not going to be any space in between. You're going to put it you know, in a place that's going to keep warm. Again, if you have a fire underneath it, that's insulation. But Davar Mosav Hevel, that's also an Erev Shabbos. But you're just going to wrap it up, not in a heat source. So you're allowed to do that. Tomim Bashlachin in hides of animals. Umetaltel Osam, and you're allowed to be metaltel. Right? The animal hides are not muksa. Why? Because you could use it as a rug. So if it has a purpose on Shabbos, it's not muksa. So therefore, metaltel Osam. That's just the contrary. That's the following. Begizei Tzemer, if one has wool shearings, which you generally don't use for, if you have shearings that you always use for hatmana, for insulation, you have a kitchen drawer with wool shearings in it. And these are your insulation things, then you've already designated it for, you know, insulation. Therefore, it's not a muksa anymore. But what if you didn't do that? You just found some wool shearings, which you are going to use for something else. So that's muksa machmas chesron kis, the poskim say. So you could insulate in that, but then when you want to take out your pot, you can't touch that directly. Then metaltel osam, and you can't be metaltel, those shearings directly. Ketzedosis, what do you do? No tol saksus vein no flos. As long as the handle is sticking out, let's say you have the top of the pot is sticking out, so you pick up the cover of the pot, and the muksa items fall to the side, right? You do not touch the muksa directly. That is called tiltel min hatzad. Tiltel min hatzad, you pick it up, and it falls down. Hey, no flos. You remember, this Mishnah, as we know, when it appears in the Bavli, that's where all the Rishonim, we discussed this a couple of days ago, that's where all the Rishonim will discuss. What about buses? What about buses? You buses over us, or you have this cover of the pot that is underneath these muksa items. You're saying, you know, just pick up, touch the handle and pick it up. But isn't this cover a buses for the shearings that are on top of it? So if you remember, we gave a number of answers to that question. I'll remind you from the Ritva. I think last time we read it from the Rashba. This time I'll read it from the Rashba's Talmud, the Ritva. Says the Ritva, the Tiltel Min Hatzad b'chi ha shehu litzarech Shabbos b'shehu litzarech Shulitzarech Shabbos Shari v'im Tomar v'akedera mechuset semer v'heich yuchal l'talto v'aklum nasis basas l'davar ha'asur v'kivet shudchu shav b'meizid, and Yudavka put it there b'meizid. It wasn't shachach. You put it there on purpose. Hunach e'efsher l'naram v'yesh lomar. So that's what he says. What's servicing what? Basas, you don't just look at physically what's under what, but what's servicing what? The basas is only if the non-muksa item is servicing the muksa item. That's where there's a basis. But if the muksa item is servicing the non-muksa item, that doesn't create a basis. And here, it's the wool that's servicing the pot cover. And therefore, it's a flipped basis. Therefore, there wouldn't be a basis. Kiva shalohunach sham litzorech elo litzorech hakadera ein hakadera vakisu inasa lan basis. Doesn't become a basis. V'chulu, and the Ritva continues. Fine. So that's the Mishnah. So you can take off the cover. Reb Elezer ben Azariah Omer Kupa. This we also had at the beginning of our parak. Matal tita v'notel. What happens if you have a, let's say what you did was, you have a pot, you put the pot in a big box to keep it warm, and you stuffed inside the box, between the pot and the box, you stuffed, you know, muksa items, these shearings. So Reb Elezer ben Azariah says, well, you can't take out the whole pot, because then what's going to happen? If you take out the pot, some of the shearings are going to fall down, and then when you want to put the pot back in, you're going to come maybe to pick up the shearings, and that's touching muksa. So Reb Elezer ben Azariah says, you can't take the pot out. Just tilt the whole thing to the side. Right? Kupa, mat al tzid v'notel, just tilt it to the side, because we're worried that you're going to, when you put it back, you're going to pick up these shearings. Shema yitol v'in yachol ha'achzir, because maybe you're going to take out the pot, you're not going to be able to put it back in, and the only way to put it back in is to violate muksa. V'chachamim omer, and the chamim are not worried that you're going to do that. No tel umachzir. No, we're not worried that you are going to take it out. It's okay. Period. Then you're going to take it out and put it back in and touch the muksa. Tore b'shlochen b'tatel son. We continue. Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi, b'shem Rabbi Yonah son. Hada de Tamar. So, we're going to have two statements that seem to be similar, but as we'll see, they're arguing on each other. Rabbi Yonah son says, Hada de Tamar, when do we say that the hides are not muksa b'nisunin eitzal balabayis? If you have hides in your home, because those hides you'll use for a rug. You don't care. You'll use them for other purposes. That's why it's not muksa. Avo b'nisunin bapotiki. But if you have hides in a warehouse, if you have hides in a factory, that you're obviously, you're gonna sell them. You don't wanna dirty them up and use them as a rug and walk on them. So lo b'da, that's not what the Mishnah's talking about. Those types of hides would be muksa. would be a metaltel no son. That's number one. Begizei tzemer ve'imetaltel no son. Then we talk about gizei tzemer. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yochanan, hada the tzemer b'desun and b'apotiki. When do we say that the shearings are muksa? That if they're in a warehouse, if they're in a factory somewhere where you're planning to sell them, avo b'desun meisal balavai is lobada. But if they're at home, lobada. But if they're in your house, lobada. So if you put these two together and you say, oh, they're each commenting, but they're not arguing, then you basically have no difference in the Mishnah between shlachin and gizei tzemer. Because by both of them, if they're in Balabayas, then they're not Muksa. And if they're in Apotiki, they are Muksa. But the Mishnah is clearly making a difference between them. So you have to say that each of these Shitos are arguing on the other one. Meaning, the first Shita, for example, that says that by Shlachin that are in your house, that's not Muksa, but only Apotiki is Muksa. But that Shita holds that the Gizei Tzemer are always Muksa, even if they're in your house. Right, or the second Shita that says there's a Chilik by Gizei Tzemer, so that Shita must hold that by Shlachin, they're not Muksa, even if they're in the Apotiki. So you have to say they're arguing on each other, or else, you know, there wouldn't be any difference between the Gizei Tzemer and the Shlachin. Okay, that's just noted by the Mefarshim here on the page, on the Karban Ha'ed, I think. Rabbi Yirmiyah b'shem Rav, parson, other Muksa issues. Parson machzeles al gabi shiyafo shalavein and b'shabes. I am allowed. What this sugi is about to get into, we touched on this before, the din of Rabbi Yitzchak. Why is it known as the din of Rabbi Yitzchak? Because there's shitas of the Tanam, the Amoram on both sides, but after the dust settles, it seems like most are mekel, except Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak holds, Rabbi Yitzchak is not quoted here by name. Ein kli nital el l'sarach davar hanital. I'm not only limited in moving muksa on Shabbos. I can't move muksa on Shabbos. I can't move something for the tzorach of the muksa on Shabbos. What if there's something muksa? I want to protect it. So I'm going to take a bowl. A bowl is a klisha machta leheter. I'm going to put the bowl over the muksa. Asur, according to Rabbi Yitzchak. You can't move something with tzorach davar hamuksa. We don't pass like Rabbi Yitzchak, as we'll see. At least fully. We'll see, in a minute if we pass it any partially, like Rabbi Yitzchak. Parson, machzel zagabi shiafa shalaveda b'shabes. I have a pile of bricks that I'm going to use for construction. So those are muksa, machbas gufo, or chesron kis. It's muksa. Says Rav, you could put a blanket over it for protection. You can put a blanket over the bricks for protection. Amar b'shimin b'rebi, or b'rebi yanai, ani lo shamati me'aba. I never heard my father talk about this. I never heard Rabbi Yana talk about it. But you know what? Achosi Yamali Mishmo. My sister told me what my father said about this. And that is, we'll get back to that if we have time. Beitza shenolda b'yantif. If you have an egg that was laid on yantif, that is nolad. That is muksa. But I want to protect it. You know, the egg was laid. I want to have it tomorrow. So, somchim lakli b'shol shlot tizgalgel. I'm allowed to put I don't want it to roll. So I could put something next to the egg so that it doesn't roll. Avalein kofan alev as a kli. I'm not allowed to cover the egg. Right? What is that chilek? So the Befar Shemir explained that this sheeter, Yanai holds that no, he holds like a mitzvah. Ain kli nital el tzorach tover nital. You can't take an item you can't move a non-muksa item from the tzorach tover amuksa, but only if it's nikar. It's only usher if it's nikar that it's for the davar amuksa. They put it over the davar amuksa. But if I put it next to the davar amuksa, okay, so the egg doesn't roll. That's not so clear. That's so clear that I'm dafka doing that for the egg. And therefore, even if you say that it's usur, inkli nital, el, it's arachtavar anital, that's only if it is nikar that you're doing it for the good of the dvar muksa. Let's just finish because we're in the middle. Ushmuel amar kovar lakli. Shmuel says, what are you talking about? Shmuel says, it's all mutter. It's all mutter. You're allowed to put a kli over, over it. Good. Amar Rabbi Mana. Rabbi Mana says, "Ubovad shalom yehi kli nogei abugufa shal beitza." As long as you don't touch the egg, you're allowed to cover the egg as long as you don't touch the egg. Why are you not allowed to touch the egg? That's what we paskin. You're allowed to cover a dvar muksa, right? You're allowed to cover the egg with this bowl. Why are you not allowed to touch the egg? Major machlokas, and it comes from a stira in the Shulchan Aruch. Stira in the Shulchan Aruch. So why might I say not? So we know at the beginning of Hilchas Muksa in Shin Ches, the Shulchan Aruch says explicitly, Muksa is only usher to move, not to touch. There is no isser of touching Muksa. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. In Sif Gimel, Shin Ches, Sif Gimel. Call the Rama. The Rama says, Call Muksa eno usher ela bitul tulo. I'm not allowed to move Muksa. Aval benegia ba'alma, but by touching it, she'eno menad nido shari. Now, if I don't shake it, I'm allowed to take my finger and touch a car. Right? I'm allowed to touch muksa. V'lachein, mutar liga b'menorah shebebeis haknesses, sheneiros dolkos alav. If there is a menorah, a lamp in the shul that the candles are lit in, you're allowed to touch it. O betanur shedolik bo esh. V'chein mutar likach dvar heter, hamunach al dvar muksa. You could take a dvar heter that's on a dvar muksa. Right? You're not moving the muksa. Mutar talta dvar muksa ide nipuach. Okay, that's something else. So that is the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch in Shin Ches Sif Gimel here. The problem is that later on in Simen Shin Yud, this Gemara is quoted. Right? You can't cover an egg with a bowl. Don't touch it. Why can't you touch it? What do you mean? Sounds like you can't touch muksa. Stira. So two answers given to that question. So an easy answer given, and this is what most say, and the Magen Mishnah says, no, the issue is you can't move muksa. The problem is, if you put a bowl over an egg, touching it, that's going to move it. Because an egg doesn't have a flat surface. So it's impossible to touch an egg without moving it. And that's the only reason the Shulchan Aruch later on says, you can't take a bowl and cover it, the egg, because not that there's an issue of touching muksa. You're allowed to touch muksa, but you're not allowed to move muksa. But if you put a bowl over an egg, it's going to move it. And that's what the Radvaz says. The Radvaz says in the Tshuva, in 1,000 Tav Kuf Resh. Oh, no, Tav Kuf Dalet. Right? 1,504. Ulinim HaShizik Arayvit, he quotes, Chekol Devar Agul, Bishah She'adam Nogeabo, Bal Karchachu Misno Eya, Tznua Koltehu. Anything round that you touch is going to move if you just touch it. Levisha davar ha'agul nekuta hi moshavo. Ubedigia kala hi nod koldehu. Vabetza agul geles hi. Avalishena agulim kakadur. It's not like a ball. It's an oval, says the Radvaz. But still, it's different if you're going to touch it. So that's one. If you look in the Magen Avram quotes the Trumas Hadeshen. Trumas Hadeshen has a Chiddush Gadol. Chiddush Trumas Hadeshen says, no, you know why you can't touch the egg? Even if it's not going to move, which might be impossible. But even if it's not going to move, we pass on like Rabbi Yitzchak a little bit. What does that mean? Ein kli nital l'tzorach davar hanital. You can't move something for the tzorach davar hanital as long as you don't touch. But touching is usur if you're doing it for the tzorach davar hamuksa. If I'm touching something, let's say, I don't know, I'm leaning on a tree's muksa. So even leaning on a tree is hishtamshus, but that's not a good example. Because that's even tztadi ilan or also muksa. But let's say I lean on a dvar muksa for me. Because I need to lean on it for some reason. That's allowed. But the Shulchan Aruch says, if you're touching the muksa for the dvar muksa, that's usur. That's usur. Usually you're not allowed to move muksa, stam. But touching muksa is going to be usur for the dvar muksa. And that's why if you're doing it for the egg, that's why you can't touch it. We don't assume that that's the reason for that Shulchan Aruch. We assume that the egg's going to move. But that's an machlokas achronim, how to understand that Shulchan Aruch. Okay, there's a lot more, but we continue. Says the Gemara, Tani Rav Oshia, Nachal Shal Dvorim, I have a beehive with a bunch of bees. I want to protect it. So, personal, I could spread a sheet over it in the summer to protect it from the heat or from the rain in the winter. So, ma kirav kishmuel, right? So, is this only like Rav and Shmuel that doesn't hold like Rabbi Yitzchak? No, maybe even the shittas that say you can't move something l'tzorach davar hamuksa would agree here that it's mutter. Why? Kan milamala kan milamatan. Maybe the only reason that shittas would say that you can't move something l'tzorach davar hamuksa is only if you're going to put it underneath, you're going to slip it under the muksa. But putting something over the davar muksa is for sure mutter. The maskan of this Gemara is that everybody would agree. If you put something over the muksa, it's mutter. The only reason that you wouldn't be able to move something with the dvar muksa, if you're going to put it under the dvar muksa, basically make that thing usur and make that thing muksa. So this Gemara does not quote the din of Rabbi Yitzchak elsewhere. Rabbi Yitzchak really holds. But again, most Tanoim do not hold like that shita. Rabbi Yitzchak, b'shem Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina, chafe lesutos. What are chafe lesutos? So many different shatim on the page. Rabbi Yachai Grieski says, curtains. These types of huge mats that they use to cover merchandise on boats. These huge mats. So chafi lesotos azlatatlan, you can't touch them because they are special for covering. Mitzadasa havi prison. What if you have a trap that you put out and it's spread out? Vahadein mishtarfan goshimsha. It is getting beaten and it's getting ruined by the sun. You have something that's muksa, like a trap. A trap is a Kli Shemalachto Le'Isser. Right, we haven't discussed this too much yet. But Kli Shemalachto Le'Isser is a different type of muksa. Usually muksa you can't touch at all. You can't move something muksa at all. But a Kli Shemalachto Le'Isser, a Kli that is usually used for an Isser, as we will see right now, that has heterim that no other muksas have. That's why it might not really be called muksa. There's Rav Shachter likes to point out, this is Gzera of Tiltol Kalim. This is not muksa. Right, and it was made at a different time in history, the Gemara says later on, in the 17th parak. But, so if you have a trap, and that's getting ruined by the sun, so, Asim v'shalom l'rav, they came to ask Rav, Ma'o metal telasan, could I move it? So he said, no, but I have an idea for you. Amar lon, chashven alein masnisan tochte reshechon, think that, you know what, you want to put it under your head, to use as a pillow. V'shalom l'chom metal telasan, and then you can take it. Meaning, think about l'sar kufo, think about a use that you could use it for, a mutter way, then you can move it. That's Lazar Gufan. If you go to your Shabbos table and there's a pen on the table, right? Oh, you take it off with your elbow? No. You can take it off and put a plate down there, right? Because you're allowed to move Kli Shemalachto Le'Isser, Lazar Gufa, or Lazar Makomo, right? Or if you need the spot. And you could fake it and make yourself need the spot, right? That's okay. You're allowed to do that type of harama, so to speak. Reb Zeir, Reb Shem, Reb Yirmiyah, Rashi Klunso, Shachish Valeh Me'esmol, Mutal Taltalan. New type of sugya. What do you have to do if you have something that's potentially muksa before Shabbos? What do you have to do to make it non-muksa? So these tips of these poles, if you thought about it from yesterday, that's good enough. Reb Yonah, Reb Yossi, Salkon, Lesirja, Debar Ula, they once went to the Beis Medrash to have a Rava Taman. There was a whole big rabbinic convention there. Vavi Taman, Rashi, Klunsios. There were these tips of poles there. Asim v'shalom leim ala taltalan, and it was on Shabbos. And they asked, can I move it? I'm alone. He says, im chashavtem aleim yasmol mutal taltalan. If you thought about yesterday moving it, then fine. Vimlav einatem mutal bataltalan. And if you didn't think about it, then you can't. Tani Rav Chalafta bar Shaul mochid. If you have shreds of material, shechishev aleim yasmol mutal taltalan. If you ever think before Shabbos of something muksa that you're going to use on Shabbos, you've unmuksed it. Tani Rabbi Yossi ben Shaul, Savar Shalkar Shachish Valeh Me'esmol, if you have a pile of boards that you thought about yesterday, you want to use on Shabbos, Mutal Taltalan, Mutter. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina B'Shem Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yaakov Aracha, Rabbi Yaakov Aridi, Rabbi Chanina B'Shem Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi. Abba Shalcha Haveh, my father was a tanner, right? Same word as before. Vavi Amar Lanu, and he used to tell us, no, you got to do more. You can't just think about it. Kishru Lachem Rashi Gizios. This hide sometimes have pointy edges. So tie up the pointy edges before Shabbos. And then you can use it tomorrow. Rav Chaim Nevsky explains, this opinion holds that you can't just think it. You got to do an act. You got to tie up the edges. Chizki Amar Afilu Malon. Even if you just rub the edges together to get some of the pointy stuff off, you don't have to do even more. But both of these shitas say that you have to do a type of action and not just think about it. Okay, we'll have to stop here by Rav. I'll continue about this last sugya, again, last daf here of the fourth parak of the Masechta Shabbos.